Excellent. So is Randy going to run the show in my absence?
Okay, I can.
You notice how we jumped right to that, Julie? He's really leaning into this.
Well, he is a chair in waiting.
The UND troll is marking your spot here, you should know.
Excellent. And I see he wasn't defamed with any NDSU apparel or attire or logos of any sort.
No, he's in his original uniform. Okay, so I think we're ready to kick this off, and I assume you have in front of you the proposed settlement. Julie?
I do not have the proposed settlement in front of me. I thought we were just voting on a notice about this proposed settlement.
Oh, okay.
Aren't we?
I really have never been sure what we were needing to meet about, only that we needed to meet this morning. So, we'll just have Alana take over and explain why the request for the meeting. Oh, but first we'll open the meeting. Today is the December 18th. November 18th. Public Service Commission versus Questcor, case number PU15-677.
This is Alana. This, and I did try to summarize this in last night's email. There has been a settlement filed. So at this moment in time, I assume that it would not be useful to have a full-blown hearing on the litigated complaint, but rather that the commission would want a hearing on the settlement in order to hear the explanation for the settlement and the reasonableness of it. And so the plan was to convert the hearing date of December 12th to a hearing on the settlement. And the reason a notice is then issued for that is because the components of the settlement are broader than what was in the complaint. If it was simply a resolution of the complaint, you wouldn't even maybe need another notice. But these are broader. They affect that area, service in that area more generally than just the 28 people identified in the complaint. And it also affects customer service statewide. So that prompts the need for a notice that there is a settlement, and we were trying to make the deadline to get that notice out so you could keep that same date of the 12th because everybody has it reserved. I mean, all the parties have the 12th saved. So that became kind of a little bit of a rush, but still worth going through the exercise of trying to keep that. Now, we cannot get a notice out today and publish it in time to have a 20-day notice before the 12th statewide. However, we are trying to solve that dilemma by also adding a notice of opportunity, having a notice of hearing on the 12th. Some people will get it before the 20 days. Some people will get it after the 20 days. But in addition, allow the full 20 days for comments or further requests for hearing until December 19th. So the purpose is to get it out as quickly as possible. That's the reason for asking for a meeting today. It's a combination so that we can have that hearing on the settlement, take testimony on its reasonableness, but also preserve the due process by allowing the full 20 days for any further comments or requests for hearing. If one comes in, we'll have to deal with it at that time.
Well, I would think that the two sides, having reached a settlement proposal, would both be favorable to that. And from my perspective, I think that seems like not as good a solution as if we still had 20 days, but the best possible solution under the circumstances. So I guess that sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah, I think that's the purpose of the motion, so I withhold my vote till the motion.
We did get the party's input on the plan, and they're agreed. It's only if someone of the public, another customer, reads the notice and has some further concerns that need to come in after the 12th.
Sounds good to me.
I don't have the motion.
Who has a motion?
Okay. I was just handed it. So I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing and notice of hearing on settlement and Public Service Commission versus Quest Corporation, complaint case number PU-15-677.
Second.
We have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 The motion is approved.
Is there anything else that we need to do on this subject?
Julie, do you authorize somebody to sign the order for you?
I sure do. I authorize Amy.
Okay. All right. We will close the special meeting on case number PU-15-677.